City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, Episode 11.
Do you guys notice that we don't see each other as much as we used to?
Yeah, I never thought we'd be busier than we were in college, but all this grown-up stuff is time-consuming.
Yeah, well, don't worry, you two. We only have about 50 more years of it left. After that, we can spend all our time together.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll go by quick.
Yeah, but Mark, you're assuming we can keep our jobs for 50 years.
Yeah.
Things not going great at school again, Andrea?
They're just going the same, Brian. Only now, Principal Harper is really pressuring me. She knows if I say anything at all, she can fire me. If I ever mention God again, I'm sure that'll be it.
That sounds terrible, Andrea. How can you deal with it?
I pray a lot, Mark. But I feel totally trapped. I feel like I'm letting God down again. I'm back to teaching all this terrible stuff, and if I don't do it, I'll lose my job. And probably my career. How would I make a living? But I cannot imagine feeling this terrible every day for the next 50 years, either. I am so trapped.
I can't believe people are having to make these choices. My boss at work, Ken, he had to quit because they were going to make him sign an employment agreement that required him to promote homosexuality.
What?
No way.
Yeah, but praise God, Ken wouldn't sign it. He quit.
But what's he going to do to make a living?
I don't know. He's got a family, a mortgage. I don't know what he's going to do. But you should have seen him. He was smiling. He was just so happy to be standing up for God. He trusts him completely. It was really amazing to see faith like that. I wish I had faith like that.
So are they going to make you sign one of those employment agreements?
I don't know, Brian. Maybe. They're just doing it with the managers right now. I'm sure Ken leaving will send the message to everyone, though, that if you don't sign, you're gone.
So, Mark, what are you going to do if they make you sign something like that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really even like this company. I can't stand the environment. Ken was the only person that made the place tolerable. But the thought of going back out and trying to find a job again after everything I went through before, I don't know if I had the strength for that. I don't know if I'd even find anything.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Why don't you two just come work for me? We just got some more business, a big skater event. The cable sports network is even going to cover it. I'm going to have to hire more people anyway. Might as well be you two.
I don't know.
No way. I can just imagine what it's going to be like. I don't want to be involved in that sort of thing. That's exactly the kind of stuff I'm trying to avoid.
Hey, Andrea, did you ever stop and think that maybe the reason my business is going so well is because God's using it to provide jobs for you two?
I don't think God's going to use evil things to provide jobs for us, Brian.
So my business is evil, huh?
The stuff you're promoting is sure evil. Do you really need us to tell you that lust and profanity and demonic images are evil, Brian?
Hey, I'm just trying to give you two an opportunity to get out of the situation you're in. If you don't want it, fine.
Great. So I leave one job where I'm promoting evil stuff to kids and go to a different job where I'm promoting evil stuff to kids.
Stop calling my business evil, Andrea.
Then stop promoting evil things, Brian.
Okay, knock it off, you two. Brian, it's just frustrating that Andrea and I are going through all this in order to stand up for God, and you're willing to totally cave in, and you're profiting from it.
Is that the problem, Mark? That I'm making a lot of money? This isn't jealousy, is it?
It's about doing the right thing, Brian, no matter what the cost.
Doing the right thing? Like Andrea going back to that school and teaching that stuff? Hey, at least people don't have to buy the products my clients sell. People have to send their kids to school and subject them to the things that Andrea is teaching.
And I feel terrible about it.
Then do something about it, Andrea. Quit. But until you do, stop preaching to me about how I should behave and what I should or shouldn't be pushing on people.
Cut it out, Brian.
No, you cut it out, Mark. Let's see how brave you are when you have to sign one of those employment agreements or whatever else they make you do that'll put your job at risk. Man, I'm tired of you two getting on me when you guys are doing the same thing. The only difference is you've got one job to worry about. I've got dozens. I'm trying to keep people employed. I tried to give you two jobs. I'm trying to do the responsible thing and make the best of a bad situation. And all I get from my friends is criticism for doing the same thing they're doing.
I can't believe this. I can't believe this is where we are. I pray for help, but I don't know what else to do.
Me either. I just wish Jesus would come back soon and put an end to all this.
Yeah.
What do we do in the meantime?
I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
Oh no. I can't believe they've done this.
Did we get any mail, Harold?
Oh, we got mail all right. Now what are we gonna do?
Is everything all right, Harold?
No, Carol, I'm afraid it's not.
What's wrong?
I just got a letter from the city licensing department.
Licensing department?
Yes, they want me to renew my license to perform wedding ceremonies as an agent of the city.
Well, you do that every year.
I know. But now they're saying I have to agree to perform all types of wedding ceremonies.
Oh, no. They don't mean...
I'm afraid they do. If I don't agree to do gay weddings, then they're not going to license me to do any weddings.
They can't do that. We're a church. You're a pastor. I'm sure there are plenty of other people in this city who would officiate a gay marriage ceremony. Why do they have to force people to do this against their will?
Because tolerance isn't enough. They want participation, even if it's forced. This is one of the ways the devil works. If you participate in sin long enough, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
But what if you're forced to participate in sin?
Well, that's the test. Will we take the easy route and give in to sin, or will we stand up and fight against it, even if it costs us something? And in this case, I could no longer pronounce people married by the power vested in me by United City.
Well, God doesn't care anything about the power of United City.
Oh, I know, Carol. But for a marriage to be valid in the city, there needs to be a solemnization ceremony to go along with the license. If I'm going to officiate weddings for our congregation, then I'm going to have to sign this.
But these couples would be married in God's eyes no matter what the city says.
That's true, but they wouldn't be married in the eyes of the city. Think about how that would affect their taxes or their parental rights over their children.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Well, I obviously can't sign this. I just don't know what this is going to mean for our people moving forward.
I can't believe this. Isn't it enough that they legalized gay marriage? Do they have to insist on everyone participating in that lifestyle?
It sure is amazing. They're trying to stamp out any remnant of God and His ordinances. They're trying to completely hijack marriage and turn it from an institution of God into an institution of man.
But what about our religious freedoms?
Religious freedoms are only as strong as the willingness to protect them. There aren't many people in this city willing to stand up for God anymore, as we've already seen.
So, we just lose our freedoms?
Who are we going to go to for help, Carol? If the people in this city, who've sworn to protect our rights, are the ones taking them away, then what can we do?
Oh, Harold, marriage! What are you going to tell our congregation?
Well, I guess they can have their ceremony at another church, or just have a civil ceremony.
But Harold, that means they can't have it here, in their own church, among their own congregation. And why would they want to have some other pastor or official who's defying God perform their ceremony anyway?
Well, we'll have to see what the reaction is when I tell them.
You know they're going to ask you what they should do. What are you going to say?
I don't know. I need guidance on this myself.
It's like the early church. We're having to choose between obeying the government or obeying God. And what did they do back then, Harold?
They obeyed God. It looks like true marriage in God's eyes isn't going to be the same as marriage in the city's eyes.
You need to pray and ask God for guidance.
And strength, Carol. Strength for all of us.
I'm home. Mom?
Huh? Oh, Jared.
I'm home, Mom.
I can see that, honey. I just didn't hear you come in.
Is everything okay, Mom?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, it's fine. Actually, no, it isn't.
What's wrong?
Oh, Bob's at it again. He's doing whatever it takes to get his agenda through. Pandering to whomever.
Well, he must be doing the right things. I mean, lots of people voted for him.
Well, just because lots of people vote for you doesn't necessarily mean you're doing the right thing.
What do you mean?
Oh, honey, he's changing this city so much. I'm starting to worry about what kind of city you're going to grow up in. It's already very different from the city I grew up in, and it's changing so fast.
Well, people seem to be happier now, though. More people are getting to do the things they want to do.
That definitely doesn't mean things are getting better.
Huh? I thought having the freedom to do what we want was a good thing.
Oh, Jared, people want to do all sorts of things, and not all of them are good. Having the freedom to do bad things isn't good at all.
I don't get it.
Well, first it was the gay marriage thing, now they're trying to get a non-discrimination bill passed through the city council. Bob's already got his pen in hand, ready to sign it.
But isn't it good not to discriminate against people?
Well, Jared, sometimes giving freedoms to one group means taking them away from others. I think that's what's going to happen with this bill.
Well, whose rights are going to get taken away?
The Christians. I mean, the real ones. They might have to do things that violate their beliefs.
Oh no, not the Christians again.
Jared!
What? Those radical Christians are just bigots. They don't want anyone to have any rights but them. They always tell other people what to do.
Jared, where did you hear that?
My teacher was talking about him. He said that even though the gay marriage law passed, some of these fundamentalists are still telling gay people they shouldn't get married.
Well, just because a law passed doesn't mean people lose their right to free speech.
No one wants to listen to them, Mom. They're always saying we can't do stuff and that we're going to go to hell if we don't believe like they do. I thought they were all about love and forgiveness.
Well, Jared, what if they're right? About some stuff, anyway. I agree with them on some of their points. I don't want you to grow up in a city with all sorts of bad things available to you. I don't want people to tell you that bad things are okay. Next, they'll be legalizing drugs. Other cities have already done that. I don't want you to have access to those things.
But if the government says stuff is legal, it's legal.
That doesn't mean it isn't bad. You're worrying me, Jared.
I just don't understand why you care about what those people say. Nobody listens to them.
I don't know, Jared. I've been thinking about a lot of things lately.
What kind of things?
I don't know, honey. It's hard to explain. A few months ago, I met a Christian lady at the supermarket. She's a pastor's wife. We started talking about the campaign and ended up talking about God. I don't know, ever since then, I've been thinking a lot about it. What if there is a God? What if he does expect certain things from us?
Mom, you're not going to turn into one of those radicals, are you?
Maybe they're not radicals, Jared. Maybe we need to pay attention to what they're saying.
No, Mom, no. Please don't do this. If people find out, I'm going to get in all sorts of trouble at school. My friends' parents aren't going to let me spend any time with them if they think we're fanatics. Why are you doing this, Mom?
Oh, calm down, Jared. I'm sure it's not that bad. I just can't stop thinking about these things. I think about the things I've done in my life, the things I still do. What if there is a God, and what if I have to answer to him someday?
What have you done? You're like the nicest person I know, even if you are my mom. You always take care of me and stand up for me. And I've seen you be nice to all sorts of other people, too. Why would God be mad at you?
Well, I hate to break it to you, Jared, but your mother's far from perfect.
Well, I know that.
Thanks.
But you're still the nicest person I know.
But what if nice isn't good enough? What if God expects more?
Well, nobody's perfect.
But what if we're supposed to be?
Perfect. We're supposed to be perfect. If that's the standard, then the radical Christians don't meet it either. We're all doomed, so why care?
Yeah, thing is, though, I have been worrying about it. I see the changes that have gone on lately, and it all just seems so wrong. Then I look at my life, and it seems wrong, too. I just can't help feeling that there's a big problem, and it's just sort of hanging over all our heads.
What are you talking about, Mom? You're really starting to scare me.
Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been so confused lately. All this stuff in my head, all the stuff that Bob's been doing, the new administration, I can't even think straight anymore.
Maybe you've just been working too much, Mom. Maybe we can take a vacation or something. I'd be willing to take some time off of school.
I'm sure you would. No, I think I just need to go talk to someone, get some things worked out, some questions answered.
Oh, no. You're not going to go to a shrink, are you? What if my friends find out?
No, I'm not going to a shrink, and you worry way too much about what your friends think. I think I'm going to go talk to that Christian lady, the one from the store. I have a lot of questions.
Oh, no. That's worse. Just go to the shrink, Mom. Just go to the shrink.
Hello.
Hi, did I catch you at a bad time?
Oh no, I'm just getting the church cleaned up for the service tomorrow morning. Come on in.
I don't know if you remember me. We talked at the supermarket a while back.
Yes, you're Madeline, right?
Yes, wow, you've got a good memory. I'm afraid mine isn't as good. Can you tell me your name again?
I'm Carol.
Carol, that's right. Sorry, my brain's been so scattered lately.
That's okay. I'm sure you've been busy. You work for President Sherwood, right?
Yeah, I do.
You don't sound very excited about it.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just, well, things have been changing a lot lately.
Yes, I'm aware. My husband recently got a letter from the licensing department telling him he'll have to agree to officiate gay weddings if he wants to be licensed to officiate any weddings at all.
I know. There's so many things like that going on. That's what I was hoping to talk with you about. And not just that.
Things with you too, right, Madeline?
Yes. Is it that obvious?
I know that look. That's the same look I had many, many years ago when God was trying to get my attention.
Really? So what's going on?
You don't like the things you see around this city, in yourself?
No, I don't. I remember the things you told me in the store about the rights of Christians being taken away. Honestly, I didn't think it would be an issue, but I'm seeing it happen already. I never would have thought such a thing could happen in this city, but...
Like I told you then, the devil hates God and his people.
Yeah, and you said something about believers in Jesus suffering persecution. That's from the Bible, right?
That's right.
But I can assure you, there aren't groups of people in the government having meetings about how to persecute Jesus' followers.
It may not be as overt as that, but Christians stand as a testimony for Christ. Just our presence and the fact that we try to live the way God wants us to reminds unsaved people that God is there, that He's righteous, and that He's the one that determines right and wrong. Why do you think the same people who see themselves as tolerant don't want to tolerate Christians?
Well, the gay activists have always been pretty militant. That's just the way they operate.
I'm not just talking about gay activists. you're seeing less and less tolerance of open displays of Christianity. I've heard people say that we're free to practice our religion in our church, but don't bring it outside where everyone else has to be exposed to it. Do you think that's what the founders of our city had in mind when they sought to protect religious freedom?
No, I'm sure it wasn't. I just can't believe things could really be changing this fast.
The fact that it's changing this fast should tell you that there's more going on here than politics or a cultural change. This evil is snowballing. I'm afraid God may have turned our city over to its sin.
What? I'm afraid you've lost me.
The Bible talks about what happens when a society rejects God, when they don't thank Him or acknowledge Him for what He's done, when they won't even acknowledge Him as the Creator that's given them their life. We've been seeing that get worse and worse for decades now. At some point, if people want their sin so much, God will turn them over to it. I think that's what we're seeing now.
Why would He do that?
They've already rejected Him, His offer of salvation through Jesus. If they want sin, they'll have it, and be judged for the full measure.
But I thought God was supposed to be loving and forgiving.
Madeline, He sacrificed Himself to save us. He became a man, Jesus Christ, lived a man's life, suffered, was mocked, humiliated, and died. All to save us. All of us. He came back to life and conquered death so that we could live too. Look at everything He went through for us. And even though people reject Him and still mock Him, He gives them chance after chance, a whole lifetime of chances. That's how much He loves us. That's how much He forgives. But He's not going to deny His holiness and righteousness. He is still a God of justice. And if people reject God's offer of amnesty, then He'll allow them to take the responsibility for their actions themselves.
You said that God might have turned us over to our sins. Does that mean it's too late?
Oh no, if people repent, turn away from their sins, and believe that Jesus died and rose again for them, took their punishment so that they could be saved, God will save them. He's patient and merciful. But look around us, Madeline. As a society, this city isn't just moving away from God, it's running away from God. And with this persecution starting, how many people do you think are going to want to be on God's side? God still has a remnant here, but He may be moving on and doing His bigger work in other cities.
But there are still a lot of Christian churches in this city, and a lot of them support the changes that are going on.
The Bible warns about false teachers, false converts. It even says that the devil masquerades as an angel of light. There were false teachers back in Jesus' time. There are false teachers now. They tickle people's ears and tell them what they want to hear, that their sinful desires are okay. That's all people need to hear to keep their conscience quiet. But false doctrine doesn't bring peace with God. People are still in their sins without a God-given, obedient faith in Jesus. Have any of the things those professing Christians said given you peace of mind?
No, not at all. The things they say and do just don't feel right.
God's showing you, Madeline. He's giving you your chance.
I don't know what to do, though.
Just repent and believe in Jesus.
I don't think I'm there yet.
Don't take too much time, Madeline. You don't know how many opportunities God's going to give you.
I know. I know something's going on. I just can't figure things out.
You're trying to overthink it. You know what's wrong. You know what the answer is. You're just not willing to let go. Here, let me get something for you. Here, you can have this.
A Bible?
Yep, everything you need to know. Go ahead, it's yours.
Are you sure? Should I pay you for this?
No, it's a gift. Just promise me you'll read it.
I don't even know where to start.
A good place to start is the Gospel according to John. John was one of Jesus' disciples. Here, let me show you. It's in the New Testament. There's a table of contents in the front, and you can find it again there. Read John and then keep going to the end. That'll take you through the book of Acts, which is the events of the start of the church, and then Romans through Jude are letters to Christians living during that early church period. They're very, very appropriate for today because those Christians were living in pagan Rome, and our city is starting to look a lot like Rome every day.
Yeah, it sure is. So what about the rest of it?
Well, the last book in the Bible is the Revelation of Jesus Christ. It talks about the last days and God's final judgment on this sinful world.
Is that pretty relevant too?
Oh yeah, but all the Bible is relevant. The world is still full of sin and people still need Jesus. But yes, I'd say Revelation is getting more and more timely every day.
And what about the rest?
The first four books in the New Testament are the Gospels. They talk about Jesus' life and the things he did and said. John is one of those Gospels. The Old Testament shows God's work of creation, his righteousness, his love, his justice, and a lot of it is the way he worked through a particular people, the children of Israel, pointing them to the coming Jesus.
Oh, the Jews, right?
Right, God's chosen people. After you do that initial reading, John, through Revelation, you can read the other Gospels or through the Old Testament. It's amazing to see how God works through history, and the way he works shows his nature. It's a great way to understand God better. There are also a lot of prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. It's amazing and comforting to see how God keeps his promises. Oh, I could go on, but you should just take it home and start reading. I can give you my number if you have any questions, and I can try to answer them for you whenever you need. Here, let me write it down for you.
That would be great. I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of questions.
There's a lot to learn about God, but just having knowledge about him isn't what saves you, Madeline. The devil knows a lot about God, but he's certainly not getting into heaven. You need to repent and believe in Jesus, Madeline. That's the most important thing. The other things will come. When God saves us, he gives us his Holy Spirit. He helps us understand his word. But we need salvation, Madeline. You can be the best Bible scholar in the city and still go to hell if you don't know him. Don't waste time, Madeline.
Thank you, Carol. I should go now. I have a lot of reading to do. Carol? Please keep me in your prayers.
I have been, Madeline. I have been.